WJTL, Tarion and John Reddick Hark, the Herald Angels, sing hi. Good morning to you. Happy Wednesday, 7:20.
Cloudy skies in today's forecast, a chance of snow and rain. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Today's high around 41 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, windy, and cold. Low 28. By tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in that forecast. Tomorrow's going to be pretty breezy, pretty cool, high around 34 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, it's about 29 degrees. In Harrisburg, 31.
Our special guest from Salvation Army Lancaster, our good friend Major Tom, is with us. And Tom, I already had very high esteem with you, but now that I know that you played trumpet with the great Phil Driscoll, I'm really impressed. So you got to play with him two times?
Twice, yeah. That was back in my prime.
Yeah, but you guys play every Sunday with a
church.
We do,
in the Salvation Army. I always say our organ is the brass band. And we have about a 17-piece brass band that plays every Sunday morning, plays the hymns and special music. Yeah, it's incredible.
I love that you still get to play and that mm-hmm. you got to play with Phil Driscoll. How awesome is that?
That is great.
Hey, we've been asking our guests about a life verse. Do you have a life verse you could share with us?
Yeah, the one that resonates most with me is Matthew 25:40, because it's where Jesus is saying, when you did it unto the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you've done it unto me. And that's really the key for us, is that we need to remember that when we're doing things for others, we're really doing it unto the Lord. Yeah. And that's why he blesses it so much. And that's why we can say, when people come to us looking for assistance, you know, we're going to do the best we can to help you, because we trust that the Lord's going to provide the resources to do that.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. You guys give out food every Friday.
Every Friday.
And I know you've done some special things with Thanksgiving and with Christmas. Tell us a little bit about your food distribution at Salvation Army.
Sure. So every day we have emergency food boxes if somebody were in need of food. But on every Friday, we do a mass food distribution, and we'll pack between 150 and 200 boxes, and we have that prepared for families that come in starting at 9 o'clock in the morning on Fridays, and we give them out until all the boxes are gone. But for Thanksgiving and then just recently for Christmas, we packed special boxes that were geared more for that meal. And we included the big pumpkin pies from Costco, and we bought turkeys for the Thanksgiving meal and all the fixings for the meal. And then for the Christmas one, we provided ham, and we did all the fixings for the ham and for the Christmas meal. And then in addition to that, all these families that are coming in throughout this week, we're giving gift cards for Giant and for Aldi's that we purchased to help these families for Christmas, for their needs for the holiday season. And we've spent nearly $150,000 on gift cards for this week alone, just to give to the families.
And the cost of groceries right now seems to be very high.
Yeah, I was just saying to you, Fred, that when I go to the grocery store, it's a little depressing, because you don't get much for what you have. Yeah. And we know if we're struggling like that, can you imagine how much more difficult it must be for other families? And I keep thinking, you know, this, we always say this is the most wonderful time of the year, and it is. But for many, it's very difficult.
It's the most difficult time.
Sure, that's right, because they're thinking about what maybe how life used to be for them, or how good things used to be, and things have changed. And I find today that many people who've never had to ask for help before have to come and ask for help. Yeah. And they don't know how to do that, because they've never had to do that before.
Right.
And so we're finding more and more families that come to us that say, you know, we had great jobs and we had, you know, great life, and we're losing it. And there's not much difference between us and those who are on the streets, except for maybe a couple paychecks. And we really have to be careful and make sure that we treat people well and support them.
And everyone knows that you do coats for kids this time of year, but you also do coats for seniors, speaking of people who aren't used to asking for help.
Yeah, we do coats just about for anybody who needs a coat.
Right.
But the Coats for Kids is the big program. But anytime we do, so we have Adopt-A-Seniors, and we do a program for them. We have Adopt-A-Family program. Then we have our Angel Tree program for the children, and the food program. And these are just the holiday programs. And so a lot of people only think of the Salvation Army at Christmas time, because that's when we're most visible.
Right.
But we do these things all year long.
Yeah.
We really do. That's why we have a good staff and good group of volunteers to help us.
Yeah, and so folks are getting their coats. You have folks who are coming and getting Christmas gifts right now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have this incredible toy shop that's set up in our gymnasium, and we keep replenishing the toys. So as the toys are going out the door, I have volunteers, like little elves, coming back in, and they're just putting all the toys back up on the tables so that they have something to choose from. And the beautiful thing about that is the way that we do the toy shop is so that the parents can bag up the gifts, get them home, and they can wrap them for their children and give it to the children from themselves.
Right.
We don't need any publicity for that. We don't need anything, no thanks or anything. We just want to be there to support the families. There's nothing greater than for to know that a child opened up a gift on Christmas morning and makes the parents feel good. I remember one year, one lady said to me, all I had to give my children one year was oatmeal cookies, and I wrapped up each individual oatmeal cookie in the box. And I was devastated. I said, why didn't you come to the Salvation Army? She said, I didn't know that the Salvation Army does that.
Yeah.
And but then she became one of my best volunteers. Once she learned what we did, she couldn't wait to help another family in need.
Love it. And I think everyone knows where you're at, but let everybody know where the Salvation in Lancaster is.
Sure. We're on 131 South Queen Street in downtown Lancaster. And we're there to support the community. Next year is our 135th year in this community.
Amazing. Congratulations.
And we're already thinking about what we're going to do to celebrate that. But we're here to stay, and we're grateful for the Lord and for our volunteers and our supporters who love us enough to help us do more for people in need. And that's what's important.
If our folks want to make a financial donation, or if they want to make a coat donation or a toy donation, they can find out where you're at and what you need at your Facebook page.
Absolutely. Yeah, they can go on our Facebook page. It's the Salvation Army Lancaster Corps. And if you just type in the Salvation Army Lancaster, it'll automatically come up. Or you can call us at 717-397-7565. Or just come down and visit me and come down to 131 South Queen Street, and I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you.
That's awesome. Major Tom, how long have you been a part of the Salvation Army?
I've been a Salvation Army officer for 38 years.
Amazing.
I was born into the Salvation Army as my family attended there as their church when I was a baby, and just grew up loving it and have never worked anywhere else but the Salvation Army. Started
That's
working
amazing.
At 12 years old at camp. And never stopped. So here I am today.
Wow.
I'm 60 now.
Bless you. I love that you have a life of serving and giving as you are. And we're so thankful to have you here in Lancaster.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Yeah, blessings to you as you serve so many this holiday season. We want to encourage our listeners, be a part of what's happening. Give a call, visit the Facebook page, volunteer. You could donate and be a part of what God is doing through the Salvation Army. Major Tom, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
Thanks
you.
Thanks for being here.
God bless you.
Back to the music we go. This is Natalie Grant on WJTL.